The city of Springfield, Massachusetts, held its annual September 11th remembrance ceremony today at a new venue. The ceremony, which pays tribute to the courage, heroism, and sacrifice of the first responders to the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001, was held for the first time in Riverfront Park in front of Springfield's 9/11 monument. As in past years, there were prayers, solemn remarks, a rifle salute, the playing of taps, the ringing of a fire bell, and a rollout of emergency vehicles. Dedicated earlier this year, the monument features a vertical steel beam from the World Trade Center and a curved bronze wall engraved with the names of 498 emergency responders who lost their lives on that fateful day. The new monument grabbed its share of attention before and after the 45-minute ceremony, with people taking photos and searching out names. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno described the monument as tasteful and respectful.
We will always remember and never forget 9/11.
Springfield Fire Commissioner Bernard Calvi said it was particularly poignant to hold the ceremony next to a 9/11 artifact.
That piece of steel signifies a service amongst above self, which is what all first responders are called to do.
Recalling that 343 firefighters died on 9/11, Calvi said the events of that day profoundly changed the role of the fire services in the United States.
It changed the fire departments from basically a single role organization to a multifaceted emergency agency, because we've been called on since that day to respond to so many more things than just fires.
Several speakers touched on the unity in the country that 9/11 inspired. Acting Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprud said it inspired many to public service.
People in their teens, 20s, and 30s were drawn to our military and to our first responder services as a way to show honor, pride, and respect for those who gave their lives.
Colonel Peter Green, commander of the 104th Fighter Wing at Barnes Air National Guard Base, said there is a generation of young adults now who see 9/11 as an event in history.
Today is a day we must always remember. A day of tragedy, of heroism, of sadness, of bravery, and of terrible sacrifice.
The ceremony concluded with public safety officials laying a wreath at the monument. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Todd Hill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.